Throughout the world, there is a couplet that is always said on Easter morning. So maybe you'll say it with me. I'll tell you first what it is. The greeting is, Christ is risen. And the response is, he is risen indeed. So Christ is risen, he is risen. So with our big voices, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Oh, wow. Thank you. We have been on a journey to Jerusalem, not 2,000 years ago, but in this season of Lent, 2010, in Cocoa Beach, Florida, moving together through the final days of Jesus' ministry on this earth. But imagine, just for a moment, what that first Easter must have been like, and the absolutely, totally uncontrollable, unexpected outcome that had happened. The tomb was empty. Death had not claimed him. Jesus is alive. And life in this world would never be the same again. Surely it was the last thing that anyone expected to happen, and it was clearly the time when God's presence became most real in this world. And that's exactly what Easter is all about. God's glorious, powerful, overwhelming, profound, and utterly dazzling surprise. The people expected. No, they knew. They understood without any question or doubt. They were completely convinced that Jesus was dead. And they were all entirely wrong. They were all entirely wrong. So on this Easter Sunday, we celebrate God's glorious surprise once again, for the tomb is empty, death has not claimed him, and Jesus is alive. Now we may be a little less dazzled because we already know the end of the story. But we are always, always in the presence of God's surprises, those unexpected moments when God becomes real. God in a person, in a situation, in a moment. God becoming real when we weren't expecting anything at all. And the glorious surprise of new life begins again. Now, 2 months ago, tomorrow, Lou and I arrived in Cocoa Beach. Our arrival was complicated and delayed by my very messy back surgery, still not healed, and an unexpected, sudden second surgery just 1 week prior to our arrival. I was, if I can remember one of Linda's descriptions, looking pretty awful. A little better than death warmed over. But God was surely in our coming here, for nothing was going to stop me from what I knew was going to be one of God's most special moments in my life. I had thought a lot about our spiritual life team here at Cocoa Beach and the unfolding plan that was about to be tested out here, because this was the first church in the entire world to have a spiritual life team. Before coming here, the idea of a spiritual life team was a special dream waiting to be tested in a real live church environment. And thanks to Dr. Fred's wonderful ability to draw people together and to be open to new things in the church, the team was assembled and ready when we arrived. And they were more than I could possibly have anticipated in their spiritual connection to each other and to this church. And we then reconnected to all the people we had already met here. But what I didn't expect, what I had never planned, was to fall in love with each and every one of you. I didn't expect you to touch my heart so deeply that it would be very difficult to leave. I didn't expect to discover what a church really could be as an instrument of God's grace and presence right here in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Now, one of my gifts and jobs for the last 16 years has been to travel all over the United States, visiting mostly UCC churches in virtually every state. And if I could hold a mirror up to you this morning for you to see what this church really is, what I see is so unique and so unusual and so simple that it takes my breath away. Some of it is intangible, just an awareness that this really is a church with wonderful worship and preaching and music and communion and educational opportunities and people working in the community. It's all of that. But it's the people that I fell in love with. The spiritual life team, and the marvelous people gathered here on Easter Sunday morning to be the church. Now, on Easter Sunday morning, we celebrate the gift of God's love in the world. So maybe falling in love is what Easter is really all about. And maybe falling in love is really what we do when we talk about God. Love that spills out and overflows and moves into more love and more life from a source that will never die. Tomorrow, Lou and I leave to drive back to Chicago and to pray and to dream and to plan about just how soon we can come back. So thank you for the gift of 8 weeks of being together. 8 weeks of love and life and new life, new awareness of God everywhere in this community. 8 weeks of blessings and tears and struggle and joy, always couched in the miracle of God's presence. 8 indelible weeks tucked into my heart and spirit until we are together again. Thank you, dear Fred, for your wisdom and your love in bringing us here. Thank you, dear Spiritual Life team, for your beautiful presence at this church. And thank you to all of you for the special welcoming and love that we have felt from everyone here. And praise God, the source of all love. Praise God for the gift of Jesus Christ. Praise God for Spirit everywhere. In blessings and love to each one of you, until the next time. Amen.